Chapter 4. Lexi approached the big oak door with butterflies in her stomach for the second time that day. Unlike earlier, though, the door didn't open on its own when she tapped the brass knocker. After a couple of seconds, it did swing inward, revealing Blake. His face registered surprise when he saw Lexi.
"What brings you here again? Not that it isn't a pleasure to see you," he said,
his eyes making a round trip down her body, then back up to her face. "I think you know my grandmother, Mona Baker." She gestured toward Nan's. Blake's eyebrows shot up.
"Of course, Mona. How are you?"
"Oh, fine, dear. Lexi told me about Chastine. I've come to give my condolences to your father. How is he holding up?" Blake opened the door wider, inviting them inside.
"He's doing as well as can be expected. I think a visit from you might cheer him up."
He ushered Nans and Lexi into a large library. She hadn't seen this room on any of her previous visits. It was impressive. Oak bookcases filled with leather-bound books lined the walls from floor to ceiling. The floor was covered in a sumptuous oriental rug with rich red and blue colors. It smelled of old books and cigars. A large fireplace sat at one end of the room, flanked by two leather chairs on either side of an expensive-looking tufted leather couch. Xavier Tolliver reclined in one of the chairs at the end of the room, a box of tissues by his side. His eyes were red-rimmed. He looked haggard and older than his 78 years. Nans rushed to Xavier's side.
"Xavier, I just heard about Chastine. I'm so sorry."
"Thank you, Mona. It's been such a shock."
His voice broke on the last word. He dabbed at his eyes with a tissue. Nans patted his knee.
"I know. You really cared for her, Xavy," she soothed.
"I don't know who could have done such an awful thing to such a lovely girl, right in my own kitchen."
Lexi heard a snort come from behind her. She turned to see Blake.
"Dad, it could have been plenty of people. Chastine pissed off lots of folks."
Nans turned to Blake. Lexi could practically see the wheels in her mind turning with the hint of a good clue.
"Who could she have made that angry?"
Nans asked, her face a mask of innocence.
"Well, most of the staff hated her. She treated Dad's friends rudely. Anyone who ever waited on her at a store or restaurant..."
He let his voice trail off, indicating the suspect list could be very long.
"But surely most of those people wouldn't go to such lengths," Nans said.
Blake shrugged in response, leaving them to sit in silence, each of them contemplating who might have been mad enough to kill Chastine. Hushed, angry voices drifted in from the hallway. Everyone turned toward the noise. Lexi strained in her seat to hear what they were saying.
"Not leaving. Care. Do with it."
The last words were spoken sharply, accentuated by the clicking of high heels hurrying away from them down the hall. Bronson appeared in the doorway, his eyes growing wide, when he saw all four of the occupants of the room staring in his direction.
"Who is that?"
Blake asked Bronson. Lexi thought she saw Bronson's face grow red under his dark complexion.
"Oh, just Candace. She was getting some of her things out of Chastine's office."
Blake looked at his brother sideways.
"Sounded like there was more to it than that," he said under his breath.
A warning look from Bronson caused him to snap his mouth shut and go back to staring at the ice cubes in his drink.
"Who is Candace?"
Nans asked.
"Candace was Chastine's personal assistant,"
Xavier said. Lexi and Nans exchanged a knowing look. The personal assistant of the murder victim trading angry words with the son? That was a clue the Ladies Detective Club will love to hear about. Nans looked back at Xavier.
"I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just wanted to come give my condolences and to thank you for hiring Lexi to do all your catering. Speaking of which, we were wondering if Lexi should bill you right away for the remainder, considering...
Bill?
Xavier threw his hands up dramatically.
I couldn't even think about paying a bill now. Not while the murderer of my Schmoopy is still running around loose. I can't consider such mundane activities until that person is behind bars,
he said, then collapsed in a torrent of tears, giving Lexi and Nans their cue to make a hasty retreat.